In the Garden with John J. Harper here at Rosie on the House. If you're in the Phoenix, in particular Scottsdale area, know that at 10 o'clock, y'all going to have grub and gardening, right?
Grub and gardening.
But not a cricket type grub.
That's right.
Grub, gardening and grub. How about that?
But real
hot
grub.
Dogs and a real grub.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to be grilling on our outdoor kitchen. You can see, you know, our custom built outdoor kitchen, how that works at the same time. In our newsletter, you know, I said you don't need to go out to all the way across town to go to Home Garden Show. You just start the day right here at Rosie on the House, talk about gardening, talk about home improvement, come over to Harper's, see a pavers and a pergola and an outdoor kitchen and bocce ball court.
Nice.
All that stuff right there, just exactly how it could look in your backyard. Get some information on gardening from the gardening guru of Arizona, my dad, and we'll grill up some lunch for you.
You miss the great cricket flour candy bar.
I volunteered to try that.
So we'll bring it in.
I'll bring it next week. I forgot you had nobody else volunteered.
I was a willing volunteer, and I didn't get any.
It didn't all get eaten, but I will tell you.
That's not a good sign.
I still have some of it in my teeth.
But I will tell you, it's not. They had three different types. One of them just had too much ginger in it, and I don't like ginger.
Yeah. I do. I liked that one.
There was a real dark one.
That was too dark.
But the peanut butter one.
Yeah. Anything well, you can put peanut butter on about anything,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was just a typical kind of power bar. But do you know that they were on Shark Tank? I'm going to try to get them to come on and talk to us next week. But they've been on a real journey. And this week they're over in California at a natural food expo. So I want to know what else is served up as natural food.
I want to know where they get their crickets to grind up and make their flour.
Yeah, I know. What? Right?
How do you cricket collect? Are they cricket farmers out there?
Well,
there's
got to
be cricket
places.
Farmers because they sell them for fishing bait. In places in the country. So there's got to be places that grow crickets just like they grow ladybugs. And
Well, Chuck Knight of Knight Air Conditioning stopped by and I had my little platters out, and he said, I don't eat bait.
Yeah, so that's all right. There you go. All right.
Hey, who else wouldn't try it?
I think Eileen.
Oh.
Yeah.
The accounting department at Rosie on the House wouldn't try it?
she had a headache that day.
Conveniently was out. All right, well, let's bring Kat into the conversation. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
My question is, Rosie, I have a slump block garage, and on the east and the west side, on the west side, I have there's a planter out on the west side that I have lantana in, but on the inside of the garage, on the very bottom slump block, all across the slump block is it's turning to powder, and I can see that it's wet. It's worse in the winter than it is in the summer, but I don't know how it's happening.
Well, you have a planter on the outside, and you know it's weeping or wicking moisture out of the planter through the slump block. I mean, that's undoubtedly how it's happening. Did this just start, or is it?
Oh no! I have been here for 24 years. It's a townhome,
okay,
and it's been doing it ever since. But
okay,
what I dug down outside in the planter box down to the the cement, and it doesn't. Nothing looks bad there, and it's the slump block is above that in the garage. So I just. Do you still think it's coming from? Do you think it could be coming from the roof, seeping down the wall to the bottom?
I misunderstood. I thought standing in the garage, you were saying that the bottom row of slump block is the one that's deteriorating.
It is.
But that's above the planter height of the planter that's outside?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a raised planter on the outside.
No. Actually, the planter is in the ground. It's in the ground.
It's ground level, and so this layer of block is above that.
Yes.
And no sprinkler system sprays on that outside masonry wall?
No, I just water it with a hose.
Well, it's moisture, and we would have to track where it's coming. Could it be coming from the roof? Yeah, it certainly could. I'm going to ask Kat if you can take any kind of digital photographs of the condition and send it to us at rosieonthehouse.com and just put in the topic Saturday's show pictures then I'll be able to grab that topic out of the hundreds of emails that we get every day. I'll be able to grab that, take a look at it Monday, and maybe give you a ring, send me your contact information in that email, and let's see if we can't sort it out. Anything that's deteriorating, the concrete, the masonry like that, where it's just absolutely just turning to powder, that is definitely a moisture-related problem. Let's find out where it's coming from and get it solved for
you. And that's info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Thank you, darling. Yes, it is.
We appreciate the call. She's in Tucson, so when we're doing the Saba Home Show, if we haven't got it solved by then, we'll get it taken care of.
Do a drive-by.
Yeah. And again, it's 10 o'clock at Harper's Nursery. Y'all are doing
gardening and grub.
And your dad's going to be there. Now, he's the second generation gardener?
He's the second, yeah. Okay. Yeah, believe that or not. He's but probably, you know, one of the longer in the nursery industry, maybe one of the last of the few pioneers, you know, when this industry was really getting going in the valley.
And when your grandfather, was he John as well?
Yes.
So there's Big John is your dad. What did y'all call Grandpa John?
Viejo.
Viejo.
Yeah.
Viejo. So how old was Big John when Viejo started the Victory Garden? Was he even born yet?
Yeah, he was eight.
Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. And that's 10 o'clock today at Harper's Nursery in Scottsdale.
On Hayden Road, just south of Thomas.
And insect control at the Magic Garden Nursery today at 9 and tomorrow at 11. We're going into open line hour at Rosie on the House. Stay tuned.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.